busy with a lengthy hadith that speaks about what happens when the ruh leaves the body of a believer. And in the first segment we spoke about the fact that when a person is about to depart from this world, the angels gather around as far as he can see, and they wait for Malakul Maut. And once Malakul Maut comes, the ruh is handed over, he extracts the ruh, and the ruh is handed over to this group of angels. The angels then shroud the ruh and put the perfume of Jannah on it, and then they ascend to it, to the first sky. That is where we stopped. فَيَسْتَفْتِحُونَ لَهُ, and they seek permission at the first sky. فَيُفْتَحُ لَهُمْ, and permission is granted for them. And so the ruh is now taken to the first heaven. And فَيُشَيِّعُهُ مِنْ كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ مُقَرَّبُوهَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الَّتِي تَلِيهَا. Then from the first sky, a group of those that are nearest closest to the first heaven, the angels there, they then escort the ruh to the second heaven. And when they come to the second heaven, the same thing happens. They ask for permission to enter, and permission is given to them, and they then ascend to the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, up to the seventh heaven. And hatta yuntaha bihi ila sama'i sabi'a, until they eventually reach the seventh heaven with this ruh of a believer. Fayaqulullahu azza wa jal, they present this ruh before the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah then says, decrees, uktubu kitaba abdi fi aliyin, that record the decree of the slave of mine to be among the aliyin. That means in barzakh, there's a different place for the arwah of the believers, which is called aliyin. And there's a different place for the arwah of those who are destined for hell. So Allah then decrees that this particular ruh should be lodged and stay from now till the end of time amongst the aliyin, where the arwah of the believers are lodged. But before that, Allah instructs that return this soul ila al-ard, to the earth, go back to the grave. فَإِنِّي مِنْهَا خَلَقْتُهُمْ, for I had created them from it. وَفِيهَا أُعِيدُهُمْ, and to it would I return them. وَمِنْهَا أُخْرِجُهُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, and from there, from this earth, will they get life one more time. قَالَ, so the Rawi says, فَتُعَادُ رُوحُهُ فِي جَسَدِهِ, the ruh is then, after it was brought to the arsh of Allah, it is then brought back to the body of the deceased, who is now buried already. And when the ruh, it comes to the body of the deceased, فَيَأْتِهِ مَلَكَانِ, two angels then enter the grave. فَيُجْلِسَانِهِ, and they make him sit up. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ, and then they ask him the questions we know. مَنْ رَبُّكُ, who is your Rabb? فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي اللَّهُ, and he says, مَا رَبْ is Allah. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ مَا دِينُكُ, and they ask him, what was your deen in the dunya? فَيَقُولُ دِينِي الْإِسْلَامِ, and he says that my deen was Islam. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ مَا هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي بُعْثَ فِيكُمْ, who is this man who was sent among you? And the person replies, Huwa Rasulullah that this is the image of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ وَمَا عِلْمُكَ, and on what basis are you saying all of this? فَيَقُولُ قَرَأْتُ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, he says, I read the book of Allah. فَآمَنْتُ بِهِ, and I believed in the book of Allah. وَصَدَّقْتُ, and I testified to whatever was in the book of Allah. It is on that basis I'm telling you that Allah, my Rabb is Allah. It is on that basis I tell you that my religion is Islam and my Nabi was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Once he answers these questions, فَيُنَادِي مُنَادِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, a proclaimer, another angel from the skies then proclaims that أَنْ صَدَقَ وَعَدْ عَبْدِي, that my slave has spoken the truth. That means whatever he said, that is how he lived in this dunya. فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, so spread out for him a bed from Jannah. And وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, and garb him with the clothes of Jannah. وَفْتَحُ لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, and in this grave of his open a window from where he can look into paradise. قَالَ فَيَأْتِيهِ مِنْ رَوْحِهَا, so once that door or opening is made into the grave, the breeze and the fragrance of Jannah then enter the grave. The grave is made wide, the special kind of bed is made for this believer who has entered his grave. And فَيُفْسَحُ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ مَدَّ بَصَرِهِ, the grave is then expanded, made so wide up to the distance of the eye. For to us it's a small place, to that person his whole grave is now transformed into a garden of Jannah. قَالَ وَيَأْتِيهِ رَجُلٌ حَسَنُ الْوَجْهِ, at that point a man enters the grave, حَسَنُ الْوَجْهِ, with an extremely beautiful appearance. حَسَنُ الثِّيَابِ, with extremely beautiful clothes and with a beautiful fragrance. فَيَقُولُ, this individual that enters the grave then says, أَبْشِرْ بِالَّذِي يَسُرُّكَ, rejoice with that which will please you from here till the end of time. هَذَا يَوْمُكَ الَّذِي كُنْتَ تُوعَدْ, this was the day that you have been promised all along. So the deceased, who's still in the grave, فَيَقُولُ, asks, مَنْ أَنْتَ, who are you? How did you get into my grave? And he says, فَوَجْهُكَ الَّذِي فَوَجْهُكَ الْوَجْهُ يَجِي بِالْخَيْرِ, because your face brings, with it goodness. It's so reassuring to see you, so comforting to see you. Who are you? فَيَقُولُ, and this person who has entered the grave says, أَنَا عَمَلُكَ عَمَلُكَ الصَّالِحِ, I am your good deeds. I am your good deeds. فَيَقُولُ, and this person, out of a sense of disbelief over what he has just experienced in the grave, says, رَبِّي أَقِمِ السَّاعَ, رَبِّي أَقِمِ السَّاعَ, Allah, establish the hour, establish the hour, حَتَّى أَرَجِعَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِي وَمَالِي, so that I can meet with my family and with my assets that I had, to tell them, the kind of life that I'm experiencing in the grave. So this is the experience of a believer when he is put into the grave, and how the angels welcome him, prepare this grave to be a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannah. SubhanAllah.